Love is Driving Me Crazy. Sammy Hagar on American Top 40 at number 13 in the countdown, moving up a notch. A listener in Maryland wants to know, what recording act has had the shortest name? Well, there's a tie between two acts. Both had one-letter names, the 13th letter of the alphabet and the 17th letter of the alphabet. Details coming up.
The hits from coast to coast.
Must be something inside.
Adam Ant with a song he took to number one in England and Australia. At number 12 on American Top 40 for the third consecutive week, Goody Two Shoes. Now, let's answer that question about the names of recording acts. Comes from Francine Vernon in Laurel, Maryland, and she wants to know, what recording act has had the shortest name? Well, there's a tie between two acts. Both had one-letter names, and both acts only hit the top 40 once. First, there's a six-man band from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. They hit the chart once in 1977 with a song called Dancin' Man. That act named itself for the 17th letter of the alphabet, Q. Then there's an Englishman who billed himself as a one-man group. He hit the chart once in 1979 and went all the way to number one with a song called Pop Music. He's the act named for the 13th letter of the alphabet, M. So there's your answer, Francine. The recording acts with the shortest names are Q and M. Thanks for writing in. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 11.
Here's the English band that features 30-year-old American lead singer and songwriter Chrissie Hynde. Climbing eight big notches this week, The Pretenders and Back on the Chain Gang.